From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the big question on Wall Street today: has Twitter peaked?
But first, today, Russia's deputy prime minister appeared unconcerned about the latest warning from the U.S. Homeland Security Department that terrorists traveling on Russia-bound planes might try to smuggle explosives in toothpaste tubes. Reporters are saying they brought plenty of toothpaste into Sochi and no one checked. Lou Ferrara is vice president and managing editor for sports for the Associated Press. He's a veteran of international sporting events and he's in Sochi. Lou, you were one of those reporters able to bring toothpaste in.
Yes, I was, actually. You know, when we woke up this morning in Sochi, we're 9 hours ahead of you there on the East Coast, we saw the toothpaste story, so we immediately asked everyone. We have 150 staffers for the AP here. They come from all over different corners of the globe, and we just asked everyone, well, when you came through the airports in Russia, what happened with your carry-on baggage related to liquids? And we found a high number of people that got stuff through just fine. And what you might expect, you know, hand cream, toothpaste, shaving cream, hair gel, shampoo, basic toiletries. But there wasn't the intense level we expected or that some folks expected. Now, I should say some folks were inspected and were allowed to proceed through as well. So it's really a mixed bag, and we thought we needed to document that.
Well, the Deputy Prime Minister, Dmitry Kozak, told reporters that he had no reaction to the news from the U.S., and he said, if this information is confirmed, it means that our special services will work on the information about this threat. Now, that just struck us. One hopes this isn't the first time he's hearing this from reporters. It would seem that U.S. Homeland Security would talk directly to Russian officials if they had this kind of alert. It kind of broke last night on CNN and elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think the communication from what everyone has been able to tell from the outside has been improving, at least as it relates to security issues. So, you know, I think whether they knew earlier or not, we don't know, obviously. But, you know, what we wanted to look at was, well, how severe a crackdown is there in terms of getting stuff in here, even if you just wanted the basics? And really, it wasn't hard for a lot of people.
Well, let's go to something else the Deputy Prime Minister said. He also said today that gays can consider themselves safe at Sochi as long as they stay away from children. Please do not touch the kids, he said. Has there been any effort on the part of reporters? Of course, this is all early. Competitions just started today. The opening ceremony's tomorrow. But has there been any effort to confront a Russian official about this conflation of sexual preference and pedophilia, two entirely different things?
You know, we've been questioning them when we can on the interpretation of the law and how they will be enforcing the law. We actually moved a story today about, you know, how the law has been enforced in different parts of Russia. And that's involved fines, that's involved questioning and these sorts of things. There was picketing by some activists with some banners. They were fined 4,000 rubles, which is about $115, and their appeal on that was denied. We had another protester in Moscow, and he was called into court after a teenager had seen photos of his protest online and filed a complaint. He was then fined 4,000 rubles. So, you know, this is going on.
You also reported on a 14-year-old girl who was protesting the Russian law, which bans gay propaganda. And, of course, there's been the Russians are taking a wide interpretation of that. She was told she had to be homeschooled. But yesterday we reported that the head of the Olympic Committee is telling athletes, please don't protest on the medal stand, but protest in your, you know, press conferences. Are you bracing for that?
Well, you just don't know what's going to happen until things play out. It isn't common, I should note, for the IOC to say, you know, they consider that the medal stand, that that's not the place to protest. Now, we know about famous things that have happened over time there, but that's not uncommon for them. I wouldn't look at that as a reflection directly on Russia, although clearly people have stated that they want to protest the laws here.
Well, what we thought was interesting was that they did say, but go ahead and protest in your press conferences.
Yeah, I mean, well, basically what they're saying is you're free to say whatever you want at those things. You're free to, you know, there's nothing stopping anyone from doing that. And I think that's what the IOC was getting at.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, you know, we tend to have these days before an Olympics where there's all this hand-wringing and wondering what's going to happen, and it builds the excitement, not only for the sports but the geopolitical stuff we're talking about. And then the games start, and then we end up in game mode. And it'll be really interesting to see how all these issues, security, gay rights, even the computer hacking security issues, how that all plays out over the next couple of weeks, or whether the world just focuses on the games.
Lou Ferrara, Vice President and Managing Editor for Sports at the Associated Press in Sochi. Lou, thanks so much.
Thank you.